Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 7th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we want to encourage you. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we consider it a privilege to share God's Word with you in a perspective. Today's message is titled Circular Impact. And I'm going to read the scripture text today from
Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 to 28.
And it's a little bit more of a long portion than we normally use. But I think it necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety.
Many years ago, Stephen encouraged our congregation to make contact with the person who most influenced us in our spiritual walk. I consider my Sunday school teacher, Agatha Wise, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, whom I hadn't seen since I was a child, and I'd been living in Missouri for a number of years.
Then Pennsylvania,
yes, you're right. She had taught me during my elementary years with great enthusiasm. She was well prepared each Sunday, a great storyteller, and her love for Jesus was evident in and outside of the classroom. I called her, expecting to talk to a woman of great faith who was flourishing in the ways of the Lord. But instead, she told me that she had been caring for her bedridden mother for a number of years in her own home and had gotten out of the practice of going to church. She still had faith, but was not currently experiencing a vibrant walk with God. Initially, I was quite devastated by the conversation, as I had always thought her to be a spiritual giant. As I recall, I prayed with her over the phone and followed up with a card of encouragement, and in my personal devotions, I asked God to renew her walk with him. I saw her a few years later when I visited my folks in Tulsa. She told me that she had started back to church and was once again refreshed in her spiritual journey. I'm glad that I was able to encourage her in the ways of the Lord, as she had encouraged me many times as a child. I realized from that experience that it is our duty to spiritually influence those who have in the past influenced us.
In the daily text, Paul had established the Philippian church and then was essentially to run out of town. He wrote to encourage these young believers while he was himself imprisoned. Do you sense his earnestness in the daily text? Well, I'm not going to read it again, but we encourage our readers here to scroll back to the text and reread it to get a fuller sense of the biblical message today. Paul had been to Philippi and had actually had a rather tough time while there, being beaten and imprisoned during his short ministry tenure. However, he had made an impact. God's word does not return void, and any labor for the Lord is never in vain. The Philippian believers were so troubled by Paul's imprisonment that they sent their dear friend Epaphroditus to care for his needs. Paul is very appreciative and indicates his sincere love for Epaphroditus by writing that his being near death would have brought him great sorrow. He's anxious to send Epaphroditus back to his own people, quote, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety, end quote.
In our present world, where so much of what we do is motivated by, what's in it for me? How do I get ahead? You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours. Paul, Epaphroditus, and the Philippian believer's attitude is a stark contrast to the mindset of our own generation. Paul's eagerness to care for the needs of the Philippian believers exceeded his own personal needs to have a comforting, believing friend by his side in a prison cell where he was surrounded by discomfort and godlessness.
There are many who have made a spiritual impact on our lives, so much so that our lives are greatly improved because of it. It has resulted in our making a spiritual impact on others as well. That's the pattern. But perhaps we need also to make a circular impact by giving back to those who initially invested in our lives. If possible, let's tend to their needs, spiritual, emotional, or physical. It may be that they have a need, and God has commissioned you to meet it.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. May our attitude be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being equal to you, did not consider this unique privilege to be as important as taking on human flesh to meet our spiritual needs. May we follow this supreme example of meeting the needs of others when you have commissioned us to do so. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today in our podcast. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos up on the site today, nothing specifically related to the message, although Brooksine's story of her Sunday school teacher brought a recollection of one of my teachers, whom I do not have a picture of, but a couple years ago we did stop by and visit his widow. Pauline Harding in Belton, Missouri, the little town south of Kansas City where I grew up. We also have a couple of songs on the site today, songs, at least links to songs, I should say, videos. And one of them is a song, I imagine it's been around some 20 years right now, but I still enjoy hearing it. It's a great song in relationship to today's message titled, Thank You, the one by Ray Bolts. Our website is, again, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared and are sharing Wednesday, May 7th, 2008. We encourage you today. You've been blessed and impacted by others. Perhaps God would have us make that a circular impact.